Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Say that last just as the time bell rings.
The Amazing. No, that's not the Amazing Weather Basin. That's Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler bringing us back. 7-2, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rick Maurer is our guest, M-A-U-R-E-R. Put a .com on the end of that name. You'll find all the stuff that Rick does, including his books, Why Don't You Want What I Want, and Beyond the Wall of Resistance, the revised edition. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about why we should embrace change, why change, being a change leader, is critical to success in the 21st century. And one of the things that one of the reasons why you got to do this, folks, is because if you don't, Rick, if you either embrace change or you react to change, right? I heard someone say once, you're either a product of your raising or a reaction to your raising. Huh. You know, you're either a product of the change that you manage and lead, or you're a reaction to it. And another way to say react is knee jerk, isn't it?
Well, that's true. Yeah. And when I think about knee-jerk reactions, and this is the thing I wrote about in Why Don't You Want What I Want, is it's these automatic things that we say or do, and you know, and the words are tumbling out of my mouth, and my brain is going, no, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, and the words are just already out there. So
which might sound like, oh, man.
Yeah, it might sound like that, yeah. it can sound like a lot of things. One, it can be, you know, it can be the, oh, man, it can be sarcastic, it can be profane, or it can be buckling under. And mm-hmm. you leave the meeting and go, oh, why did I give in so easily? But the thing about knee-jerk reactions, it's things that we do when we're off our game. And consequently, we can get ourselves in trouble. And I've seen leaders up in front of a group and just use the wrong terms, like just toss out the word downsizing.
Right.
When they didn't really mean that that's what's going
to
happen.
How about this? I'd like to have my life back too.
That one will do it.
That one went over real well for the CEO of BP, didn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's a great example of that. You know, and boy, people at that level, I mean, you know, the microphones are always on, whether it's people following, you know, your Twitter account or whatever
right.
it is. But if you're in a small business, if you're small so that you say something to one group, it's going to spread. So you talk to the truck drivers, and you got to figure that, you know, by the end of the day, a whole lot of people are going to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean you have to be on your guard, but it does mean that you have your feet on the ground so that you're, I don't know. You're much more like a martial artist than you are. I don't know. I can't think of a good analogy.
Well, you know, but you know, if you're the leader and you've either got change that you're planning, it's long term, or something that it's been introduced to you that you have to deal with, you know, a customer issue or something like that. You've got to balance, it seems to me, Rick, between making sure that you're positive, but also being realistic, because the people working for you are not dummies. You know, you can't be Pollyanna, can you?
Right.
You got to be positive, but also realistic. How does that work?
Well, you know, I can think of a client of mine who was head of nursing in a major teaching hospital, and I saw her get up in front of, you know, over the course of a couple of days, every one of the nurses who reported to her, and she said, look, I think this is the best way for us to go. Here's why. And I don't have a crystal ball. I
mm-hmm.
can't predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why. Here's my best thinking. You know, and if you disagree, let's talk about it. But here's my... So it's, you know, she's not coming out like she's some god who just
right.
climbed down from the mountain.
Or saying everything's going to be fine.
Exactly. And that,
kumbaya.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's kind of what started off our conversation today, is that kind of, you know, we got blinders on and we're not paying attention to the other stuff. And one, if you're doing it as a phony, that's generally going to come across.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're doing it because you believe it, it sends a signal like this person really hasn't thought this through.
But don't you think that just getting comfortable with change, believing that it's going to be part of your management life as long as you live, that just having that kind of acceptance is going to make you better able to communicate these things?
It can help. I think we can know a lot of things and still not act on those.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us know what good diet and good exercise is, but most of us don't do it.
Now you're meddling, Rick. Hey,
yeah, I know.
Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again. Give us the website again, please.
Yeah, it's Rick Maurer, MAURER.com.
Yeah, you know what they say. All right, preacher, you stopped preaching and started meddling now. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.